Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me.
The mic is muted.
Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season. The mic's back on.
It's a new day.
Everyone, praise God and welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we give God all the glory for another opportunity to come to you tonight and be able to share in the study of his all-powerful, all-sustaining word that never fails. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless each and every one of you. We are going to go ahead and get started with the program tonight, ushering in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise. This song, it never grows old. Every praise, not some, but every praise is to our God. Listen and be blessed.
Let me hear the worshipers.
your hands and praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Purpose under this heaven. Amen. The topic for tonight is the power of God's word. To stay strong for every season. Amen. To stay strong for every season. I'll do my intro right now. Like to know, how do you start your day? How do you start your day? You get the expectation of going to work or starting your business or prepare the children ready for school, prepare your children ready for what you desire to do. Or are you in college and you're trying to get to your school, your classes? Are you a professional, work outside or inside the home, or you got your own business? Are you, where did you happen to be? How do you start your day? Maybe some start the day with energy drink or coffee, a latte, or Danish. I mean, or donuts. How do you start your day? Maybe a meal, or maybe you go to Starbucks or something like that. Maybe go to Starbucks, get something to drink, something to eat, to be out there for a while, hang out for a while. How do you start your day? And some may even go to IHOP, amen, Waffle House, or even Cracker Barrel. Apparently they got some good food there. You've been there before. So it's no surprise that we use these markers, these places, for various reasons. Amen? Professionals say that maybe those that frown upon or overuse our energy drinks, someone using that on a daily basis, some location depending where you go across the country, you market energy drink for different various reasons. You can't use too much of it. It's called probably Mr. Body. You can only use a certain amount of it from day to day, 5 hours or Monster or whatever you use, whatsoever they have out on the market. You got so many out on the market these days and time. He's very profitable. Doing that, you can gain pretty good profit from doing that, the energy drink, amen? So you got to be very careful of what you put into your body from time to time. But some people rely on caffeine to keep in certain function of their daily activity. Now, some of you coffee or tea. Some say they use it, tea a few cups per day. Can help out different types of tea they have out nowadays, like green tea, other kind of tea to help out, very tea to help out today and time to use for, you know, in a certain amount of use, not to overuse, but just use it for your mind, body, and your, where you use it for, on your, for your meal, smaller dose or lower doses, people use tea for different things. And it's good tea, it's good, you know, it's good drink, very tea. Even those who we don't, those things who we don't consume, Those who don't consume caffeine at all rely on other ways to boost their energy level, such as a walk or exercise section. Some people run sometimes at the park. Some people use power walk or even a power nap, as you call it that. Or sometimes people use certain things you for have to put a little sugar in their system. You get a certain type of energy rush you need to have. There is plenty of evidence to suggest that people are looking for spiritual power and energy in their daily life. God gives us the power we need physically through healthy living, nutrition, sleep, exercise. My sister that we have, sister Justina, she was a little bit, keep moving. Abundant life. And so much more, we can increase our level of energy level, or increase our mind, our thought, and our body in different aspects of our life, amen, from day to day. Different things people use, different functions they use, different devices they use to increase the energy level. How about your spiritual level? How do you increase that? How do you go from day to day your spiritual level? Do you pray? Do you study your word? Do you meditate? Do you worship? Do you praise? How do you increase your energy level from day to day? Why do you go it for your guidance, for your direction? What should we turn to for evidence, for guidance, for direction, for motivation for our day-to-day walk, for wisdom, if you will, for our purpose, for our life, purpose for living? What are your purpose for living? What is the purpose in your life from day to day? We're going to talk about some of these things on tonight about the power of God's word to stay strong for every season. Amen? Every season. And that's my introduction there. Let me get into the word of God on right now. There, for the B.A.B., for the true born-again believer in Christ Jesus, spiritual power is available from three divine sources. From three divine sources. Let's start with 1 John 5:7. We're going to identify some of those three sources we're going to talk about on tonight. There are more than three, but those are three we're going to talk about tonight. 1 John 5:7.
1 John 5:7, King James Version says, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And these are three, and these three are one."
These three are one. Amen. So we're talking about three divine sources for divine power that is available to you through Christ Jesus. Amen. There are more than three, but we're just going to talk about three on tonight. Amen. One, our Heavenly Father. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Also, the Spirit was there too as well. God's Spirit was there. At the time you read in Genesis from verse 1, 2, and 3. "Oh God, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth." According to Psalm chapter 8, verse 1, God's love, God's word, and God's power endure forever. How long? Endure forever. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 25, the third, that Jesus was talking to us and talking to his disciples, he was teaching and so forth. In the book of John, he said many things. In the book of John, he can't pronounce about how him and Father are together as one. John chapter 10, verse 25 to 30. We're going to talk about that on tonight. What Jesus said to us and said to his disciples about that. John chapter 10, verse 25. Jesus, you go ahead.
I'm going to read.
Mm-hmm.
John 10, verse 25. Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you believe not.
Yes.
The works that I do.
Uh-huh.
In my Father's name."
My Father's name, not his name, in my Father's name.
"They bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not my sheep."
Ooh.
"And as I said unto you,"
uh-huh,
My sheep. "Hear my voice."
Always.
"And I know them."
He said he knows them.
"And they follow me."
Yes. They obey his word, they follow the word, and they obedient to the things of God. Go ahead.
"And I give unto them eternal life."
What type of life?
Eternal life.
Eternal life.
"And they shall never perish."
They shall never perish.
Never perish.
So we're not going to perish. Because Jesus said they shall never perish. You go to John 3:16. "They shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life." Say it again here. They shall never perish. Word of God. Word of Christ. They shall never perish. Prayer.
"And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand."
Anyone cannot pluck you out.
No one.
I have the Father, Jesus' hand. He cannot pluck you out.
No one can pluck you out.
It's not that simple to take you out of the thing of God and out what God designed for you to be, the ordained for you to be. It's not just like that. When God do something, he do something for a reason, for a purpose. Amen.
Go ahead. "My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all."
Greater than all.
"And no man able to pluck them out of my Father's hand."
God Almighty, God Omniscient, God All Powerful. He said, "Can no man or anything else?" greater than all of these. Go ahead.
"I and my Father are one."
There we go.
"Then the Jews took up stones against to stone him."
One more.
Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me?
Go ahead, finish.
These Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy. And because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said, ye are God? Call them God, unto whom the word of God came, and to the scripture cannot be broken.
For the word of God cannot be broken, and the word of God do not fail, and the word of God should not fail. Heaven and earth may pass away, but the word of God should not pass away. Amen. You're not going to stand on purpose here. Okay, amen. Praise God. We're talking about Heavenly Father. Our Heavenly Father. He said, Him and Father, they are one. Jesus fulfilled His divine purpose here on this earth. He said, when He was on the cross, it is finished. It was fully fulfilled and complete what God had put in His heart and mind to do right here on this earth. Amen. Those 33 and a half years that He abided here on earth, came through a virgin Mary, came through as a young man, and public ministry. All that He did, He fulfilled it, praise God. Amen. He was fulfilled at that time. And He comes back again to fulfill some other things on this earth, amen, in the Father on time, but He fulfilled what God called Him to do, amen. Praise God for that. Yes, we are one. And there's some other verses in John that tell Jesus, talking about we are one, that He are one with the Father. They didn't fully understand that. Even some of them staff didn't understand what He was saying about King and Father. One, they told Philip, you see me, you see the Father. I've been as long as you've been in years, I've been in public ministry. 3 years, you've seen evidence of that. And he still didn't fully understand what He was saying about that. Philip then, some of the other disciples didn't either. But it didn't take away from who God claim Him to be as Son of the Most High God. Amen. But that doesn't change it because you prefer to believe it. Now, He told Philip, he said, he won't believe in one instant. I'm not going to believe unless I see Him put my hand not see Him, but we still believe by faith that He is the Son of God. He is the Son of the Most High God. Amen. We believe that, and we are blessed by that. Amen. You're going to find some more verses, John 14, verse 6, 7, 8, tell Jesus, tell through 11, say, Jesus said, me and the Father are one. And 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, and 23, 24, Jesus talking about we are one with the Father. The Father, we are one. Amen. We are one together. And you see me, you see the Father. And those other verses, many other verses, he mentioned that as well. He proclaimed that. He decreed, proclaimed that we are one. I'm in one in Christ. We are one in Christ. Amen. We are on one accord in the thing He done for us through the cross, through the resurrection, and through His word, while He was here, buried, resurrection, and then being alive again through the word of God beyond the grave. Amen. When Christ did that for us and for you, for mankind, for bringing forth salvation, the Lamb of God, to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Praise. We thank God for that. We thank God that another divine source, number two, another divine source of spiritual power is for true believer in Christ. True born-again believers in Christ is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Spirit-filled and Spirit-led, what we are commanded to do, be Spirit-filled and Spirit-led. Amen. To walk in the Spirit, not to fill the lust of the flesh, according to the Word of God. We must worship in the Spirit, for God is a Spirit. We worship Him in the Spirit and in truth. Amen. So that go hand-in-hand with one another. So we be filled with the Spirit, we walk in the Spirit, to be led by the Spirit, and we operate in the Spirit of God. Amen. There's so many different functions of the Spirit of God. I'm not going to put them all together today, but I had spoken that before, but you're going to highlight some of the things pertaining to the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is our what? Is our helper. Amen. The Holy Spirit is what? Is our comforter. The Holy Spirit is what? Is our guide, who guides you in all truth. Amen. In the spiritual truth. Amen. According to John 14, chapter 14, verse 15 through 21. In the spirit of truth. It's our teacher. He teach, guide, and direct us into all truth. So he's a person. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit in your life as a guide for your life, as a comforter, amen, and as a teacher in that aspect to help us, amen. And also guide the word based on the word of God. That comes together with the word of God, with the will of God. That comes together with that part there. He always do that, as Jesus did, the will of the Father. Amen. So all that comes together in that, and we are led that way each and every day. We are asking God to lead about it, to help you lead about the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit, not to feel the lust of the flesh. Amen. There's a war going on. It's a spiritual warfare. I think Pastor Collins was preaching and teaching that some time ago, about spiritual warfare. I reckon spiritual warfare. It's an everyday warfare. Amen. But in Christ Jesus, we have the victory in him to be overcomers for the things of God. Also, we are storm survivors through the word of God. Amen. We are overcomers. We have victory. Amen. To stand from day to day. We have victory in God, in his word, and the tools, spiritual tools he had given us to walk, to be strong, to be mighty in the things of Almighty God. So those things are there for us to use to strengthen the believers in Christ Jesus to walk from day to day, to have daily walk in the things of God. Amen. So that's so important for us to know. John 14, verse 15 to 21. And that's going to speak on that behalf pertaining to the Holy Spirit. We'll touch on some of that.
If you love me, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
Hold on, man. How long shall he abide?
Forever.
Forever. Did Jesus make his proclamation to the disciple here? He said, I don't believe for a little while. I mean, my time will be limited here because of my death, burial, and resurrection here. Understand what's going on. It's going to bring back things to your remembrance. The Holy Spirit, you know, his Father, they haven't came yet for the day of Pentecost. Has not came yet. So the promise of the Father has not came yet. You can see that in the book of Acts, chapter 1, chapter 2, about Pentecost. But that has not came yet. So Jesus telling them beforehand what's going to take place. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Amen. He said, I'm going to send you a comforter. I'm going to send you a teacher. I'm going to send you a helper.
Amen.
Amen. To help you in your life from day to day. Amen. You can feel it on the inside. Amen. Amen. To do what I call command you to do. You'll be empowered by this.
That's right.
It's your empowerment to do the most power. Your empowerment you're going to have to walk your Christian journey each and every day. No matter what life circumstances, he's going to empower you to be overcomers and to be storm survivors, to be have victory in your life. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Verse 17, even the Spirit of truth.
Spirit of truth, that's what it's all about, the Spirit of God's truth.
Whom the world cannot receive.
You are in the world, but you're not of the world. The world cannot receive it to depend on sin, to see Christ the Lord and Savior, to be born again into the family of God.
Because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him.
Uh-huh.
But you know him.
Yes.
For he dwelleth with you.
Amen.
And shall be in you.
Yes, shall be what? In you.
Amen.
He feel in you.
Mm-hmm.
To empower you to walk from day to day in your Christian journey.
I will not leave you comfortless.
Praise God, hallelujah.
I will come to you.
Yes.
Yet a little while.
He's speaking.
And the world seeth me no more.
But
ye see me because I live. Ye shall live also.
He said, you abide in me, I shall abide in you.
Yes.
And he abide in Jesus, abide in the Father, and we are one in him. Amen.
At that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father.
Yes.
And ye in me.
Amen.
Praise God. I in you. Hath he that hath my commandments and keepeth them.
Say that again.
He that hath my commandments and keepeth them.
Whosoever.
He is that loveth me.
Yes.
And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father.
He said, you love me, obey my commandments.
Amen.
If you obey my commandments, it show for that love you have for me, and love you have for one another. That go hand in hand.
And I will love him
You can't fake the love of Christ in your life. You can't fake that.
And manifest myself to him.
Amen. Praise God. Thank
Praise
you, God.
God. Amen.
Amen. God, he said he will manifest himself to you. He said he will make sure that comes to pass. Amen. In your life. And help you to grow and to develop where you need to be at to fulfill God's purpose for your life. Amen. Amen. Thank God for that. Thank God for that word. He designed to do that. And also the Holy Spirit, according to John 3:16, talking about the Holy Spirit, he got so many attributes of the Holy Spirit. He's going to touch on some of those, not everything, on some of those. So much is there. Chapter 16, verse 7 through 8. Let me get that for a moment. Chapter 16, verse 7 through 8. We're talking about the Holy Spirit a little bit, the comforter, the helper. Amen. So I thank God for that. John 15, verse 7 8. Yeah. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is fitting for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, it's he. When he is come, he will reprove the world of what? Of sin and of righteousness. And a judgment. A sin because they believe not in me, verse 9. A righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more. 11. A judgment because the prince of this world, who's the prince? Power of the air. Satan. The judgment is because the prince of this world is judged. Amen. But so much you find in John by talking about the Holy Spirit. He's teaching God to tell you who the Holy Spirit is, or the purpose of the Holy Spirit, and so much, so important as a believer in Christ, you know what the Holy Spirit, the purpose of the Holy Spirit in your life. I'm going to touch on some of that right now. The Holy Spirit is a divine source of spiritual power. He is an encourager, not a discourager. He's an encourager, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Be one with the Holy Spirit. It's a principle. According to John 15, verse 25, you just read, and John 7, and verse 37 and 39, you're talking about the Holy Spirit. He's the counselor of truth. He is truth. He's the counselor of truth. He's the spirit of truth, God's truth. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Lead us, guide us, direct us with wisdom, with spiritual discernment, and to our lives, praise God. Let us be about our Father's kingdom business. Say again, let us be about our Father's kingdom business, amen, to do the thing God called and commands to do as a child of the Most High God. Don't set yourself in an island. Do the same thing that God called and commands to do, to go, stay on mission, to go and do the commission God called for you to do in your life. Just where you are right there, where you are, you're going to do a great amount of work for the things of God. A source of revelation for the Holy Spirit. Paul was talking about this. A source of revelation in John. Wisdom. And power, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 to 11. Holy Spirit gives spiritual gifts to believers. It's not a work of the Holy Spirit. Say again, Holy Spirit gives spiritual gifts to the believers. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 and 11. Talking about Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does a mighty great work, a mighty work. You need to find about it. Because as a true believer, he lives in you. You feel the Holy Spirit. You do what God called command us to do for the work of the ministry, amen, for the successful work of the ministry, not for you just keep it and do what you want to. It's not for your self-gratification. It's for kingdom work that God called for you to do here on this earth, amen, for kingdom work, praise God. The Holy Spirit enables believers to have good fruit through the Spirit in their lives, amen, to walk and live in the Spirit of God, and to be sanctification of the Spirit of God, and consecration, holiness. Now be holy, and I am holy, God said. Amen. According to Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 and verse 21. Galatians 5, verse 16, verse 21. And also we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit chapter 5, verse 22 and 25. It's very important to know the duties and the function of the Holy Spirit of God in the believers. The Holy Spirit unites the believers with Christ and place him or her in a body of Christ to do a great and mighty work that God had called for the church and for the unity of the church and unity of the ministry for the things of God. It's the ministry of the Holy Spirit that God move and mold and shape us in to do a great matter of work for the kingdom of God. Not for you to put yourself in a bubble and doing something on the side. You got work to do. And that work through the Holy Spirit, lead God and direct him, be obedient to the word of God, be obedient to the Holy Spirit. Don't grieve the Spirit of God. Take it and have humility and understand what the Holy Spirit do in our life, in the life of the child of God, life of the son of God, and life of a believer. Amen? It's so important to know that. So very important to know that. And not to abuse it, not to misuse it, and don't grieve it. Amen? You got a verse in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 to 21. We're gonna talk about some of that as well, because we need to understand it's a fake walk. Also a walk of sanctification. Also a walk of consecration and our daily walk for the things of God.
Galatians 5:16-21.
Yeah.
This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Live and walk in the Spirit of God. He didn't say run and walk.
For the flesh lusteth after the Spirit.
Spiritual war going on.
And the Spirit against the flesh.
Yeah.
And these are contrary to one to the other.
Yes, they are.
So that ye cannot do the things that you would.
But
if ye be led of the Spirit,
that's the Holy Spirit. Oh God.
Amen. You are not under the law.
Yes.
Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery,
yes,
fornication, uncleanness,
of the flesh,
lasciviousness,
yes,
idolatry, witchcraft,
oh my God,
hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things,
yeah,
shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Take it up.
And they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
That's the word of God. That's the word of God. But God still got you a way for escape through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Salvation, praise God.
Yes.
But those that do those things and pretend to do those things in that nature, he says they will not inherit the kingdom of God. This is God's word, not my word. God, that's God's holy divine word.
Amen.
Right there, point blank. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. And that is out of love. Faith works by love. So that's out of love right there.
Yeah.
God provided a way for you to escape. Amen.
Yeah.
To Jesus Christ. The ministry of the Holy Spirit, is given to us to secure our life. According to Romans chapter 8, verse 13, and Galatians chapter 5, verse 25, we just read, the possession of divine things, the Holy Spirit also give us a heavenly mindset, heavenly mind of Christ, give a heavenly mindset according to Romans chapter 8, verses 5 and 6. He gives us a heavenly mindset for the things of God, things of Christ. It separates us to God, not from God. We always separate God through sin in our life, but it separates us to God. We want a one-on-one relationship with God through Jesus Christ, the Jesus Christ, the mediator. Amen. So he said, Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, the life, no one comes to the Father but me. So it's been designed by God to go to Jesus Christ. He's our mediator. He's our good shepherd. Amen. He's a resurrection. He's going to pay the price for it. He paid it for it. Amen. He's also the finisher of our faith as well, in the beginning and the end. But praise God, the fulfillment of God's law, what the Holy Spirit is engaged in as well. The Holy Spirit abound and strength us at times, according to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. Amen. The multiplied grace of God in our life, according to Galatians 5, chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. The Holy Spirit prevailing prayer, intercessory prayer. Prayer to the Holy Spirit, according to Romans, verse 8, chapter 8, verse 26, 27. The Holy Spirit also power in witnesses. The disciple, the apostle, had power in their witnesses. And God gave you humility and love, and also give you boldness and courage to go forth and do what he called commands to do as a child of the Most High God. Amen. He gave a power to witness. He gave a power for our testimony. He gave a power to do the thing he called us to do and keep in for the work of the ministry. Amen. from the things of God, from the things of the battle of Christ. Amen. God give her that. You do that. The purpose of the gift of the Holy Spirit, I'm not going to get into some of the detail of it, but there's a purpose for the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's for sonship, it's for service, it's for fellowship, I like the ship, it's for relationship, for worship, praise God, hallelujah, and so much more the Holy Spirit does for the gift of the Spirit. For the also for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edification, the edifying of the body of Christ. Amen. That is the purpose, one of the purpose of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. According to Ephesians chapter verse 11 to 13. Amen. Let me read that again. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. That part of verse 8 is not a complete verse, but that part of it, until we come into the unity, of the faith. Not there yet, but until we come to the unity of the faith, amen. When he puts unify us together on one another, amen, and one accord in the things of God, things of Christ. We share some things in common. We should be able to agree some things according to the word of God and the unity of the Holy Spirit in our life and for the unity of the brethren, for the unity of the church, amen. Of the knowledge of the, because Jesus died for us, of the knowledge of the Son, who? The Son of God. Praise God. Faith working by what? Faith working by love. The love of God. The God of love of God and the grace of God keep us strong in the faith of God. Amen. We're talking about the Holy Spirit for every season. The Holy Spirit for every season. Commandment number 3, they touch on the Holy Spirit because so much more to the Holy Spirit, to the gift of the Holy Spirit, the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Can't touch on some of that. There's so much more that's there. Okay, number 3. The spiritual power is available to the true born-again believer for, it's a divine source of the HB 24/7, 365. So what now? I should say it again. Spiritual power is available to the true born-again believers for the HB 24/7, 365. No matter what your life circumstances are, or your needs are, your trial and your tribulation, your personal situation, your family, your marriage, your children problems, your depression, your oppression, your business situation, your business ills, or your heartache, or your pain, your sunshine, or your rain, in your life, God has an answer for you today. Today, not tomorrow. Tomorrow, not promised to you, but today has an answer for you today. Today is the day of salvation. Amen. The HB 24/7, 365 is the Holy Bible and the Word of God. I say it's the Holy Bible and the Word of God. For the Word of God is quick, according to Hebrews 4:12. It's quick and powerful. It's a living word. It's a live word. It's a divine word. The divine source of spiritual power is for your daily life, my daily life. Amen. Get that spiritual power of food, our daily life, our daily meditation, our daily studying on the Word of God, which is we work it by faith. Amen. Faith in obedience through the Word of God. It gives us illumination. It gives us direction. It gives us wisdom for our daily life. It gives us strength for the journey in our life. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. You can too. Upon the application of God's word in its contents from the GREAT, God, from Genesis to Revelation, edifying in all time the word of God. It's inspirational in application by the Holy Spirit to be a window into the divine 2 Timothy 2:12-17. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith, the beginning and the end of our faith. Amen. And God will watch over his word to perform it in our life, in your life, as a born-again believer in Christ. Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever, for the Hebrews 13:8. He's the same. He does not change. He's our mediator. He's our apostle, chief apostle. He's our high priest, praise God. He's our good shepherd. Amen. He's the resurrection. He's the bread of life. He's the true vine. Jesus, all that is so much more. Our Lord and our Savior, amen. You see him today by faith, by the grace of God, through faith, come into your life, amen. You see him as your Lord and Savior. To discover the true purpose for life, study. Meditate on God's holy divine word. It's a living word. It's alive. It's living. It's divine word. It's powerful. Amen. A divine word for your life. Amen. Like it's like no other book, no other book on the face of the earth, like this word. Like this living word, the powerful word, the divine word, to explore the power known in God's word. You have to read, you have to study, you have to meditate upon it, to show yourself approval unto God's word. Give spiritual energy in your life, spiritual direction in your life for all the different ways you can access the power of God. God gives many ways to access the power of the word of God today. You got many electronic devices you can get into the word of God. Inside the book, so many devices you can use into the living word of God. Increase your faith in today. How? By hearing, you're doing it by hearing today. Hearing, faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. Amen? You're hearing the word of God tonight. According to Romans 10, verse 17. In the beginning is the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. According to John 1:1-3, 14 and 17. Stay on purpose on today. I challenge you to stay on purpose, stay in the word, abide in the word of God, abide in his truth through your Holy Spirit, and success in life is the effective use of time. Say it again. Success in life is the effective use of time. Use your time wisely to study and to live the word of God, that God will mold and shape your life, and you will grow in the thing God wants you to grow in the things of God, things of Christ. The priority of priority is must be understood as human in this season in order to fulfill what God had ordained for you and for I. This is your destiny for a great season in your life in Christ Jesus. This is your destiny. To stay in the word, to abide in the word, and the word may abide in you. Share the word of God. Live the word. Share it. Be a living testimony. Amen. Commit to the word of God. Commit to your commitment. Commit to the word of God, to the people of God, to the things of God, to the kingdom of God. Commit to it. Grow in the word of God. It will help you to grow. It helps you to be spiritual maturity in your life. Amen. Your spiritual life. Choose who just say who you will serve. God give you a choice. Choose life. Learn to stay focused in the word of God. Don't be getting distracted by different things we got around in our environment, on our job, in our home, in our business. Don't let those things distract us away from the word of God. Amen. By the enemy. You're good at doing that. Don't let you do that. Keep your mind focused on the things of God. Receive today, receive your SDPL, your super divine power word, which is the word of Almighty God. Amen. A daily spiritual buffet of God's holy divine word will carry you from day to day. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Read and obey God's word. Get to Deuteronomy 28 from verse 1 to 15 and see the blessing of God, not just for the children of Israel, but for the child of God today. That same word, Old Testament, New Testament, counsel of God's word, and it's still powerful, it's still important, it's still a living word. Find out you've been blessed going in and blessed coming out. According to Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 1 through 5, find you the hand, not the tail, you above, not beneath. Find by that word. Find stand of God's promise and become a CP. Become covenant partner. And have a covenant partner relationship with the things of God and the things of Christ on today. Amen. Let God bless your heart and bless your soul to move forward in the things of God. Don't get showers of blessings. Get generational blessings for you and your family and for your family to come, your children, 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 by believing and standing on the word of God to the glory of God. But this is the time to study and meditate on the word of God. And this is the day of your salvation to the glory of God. Amen, amen. And amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Jasper, for that word, that powerful word that talked about the power of God's word to stay strong in every season. We got a buffet tonight of spiritual strength through the man of God sharing the word of God. And one of the key elements that he brought forth so eloquently was to talk power of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, which whom we can do nothing, absolutely nothing without his presence. That's why when Jesus ascended, he told the disciples to go in Jerusalem and await till they receive and were endued with power from on high. We must have that power from on high, the presence of the Holy Spirit, to be able to do anything to help to advance God's kingdom and to successfully walk this Christian journey.
Amen.
I'm going to go ahead, praise God, and open the lines up tonight. We have a few more minutes left in the broadcast. If there is one that would like to comment on this topic, or if you would like to share words of encouragement for the man of God tonight, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. We would love to hear from you. We're talking tonight about the power of God's word to stay strong in every season. Praise God. Caller, yes, your last 4 digits are 0400. Welcome, Mother Pat. Go right ahead, please.
Yes, good afternoon. That was a good word. And I took me some notes, and I may use some of, look, Pastor Jasper, I may use some of your stuff, okay? All right. Okay. We are to follow those, imitate those that's following Christ. So if I get some of your words and use it, don't play hate. Just say, go ahead, you did it. Well, look, this is what I was. This is what I was picking up on when you was talking about. We have a season to grow. And let's see, we have a season to grow. As we allow, you say, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit to have his way in us, then in our season of growing, we will grow to the place where as we can be those witnesses that God called us to be upon this earth. Because if somebody is waiting for that word to hear that word, they may not read their Bible. Like I constantly say, we may be the only Bible that somebody reads. And as we allow the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit to have his way in us, then they can really glean from what we have to help them grow. Like he says something about not just for yourself, it's for your family and for other people.
Yes.
So he brought out a lot of good nuggets in there, because this is not just for us. It could be global. Now, I don't want to stop this local. It could be global.
Yes.
Because
yes.
other people are listening and seeking. And here you have a teaching how you can deal with the things of life through your seasons. We all have a season. We have a season just like the natural thing, the winter, the spring, the summer, the fall, and so on. We have those seasons in our life. Because when we get young as I am, we may have our winter time. We want to soak ourselves just in the Word of God. Through that, we go to the next season. And when we get ready to harvest out, we done winter ourselves. We done got in the Word. We done nourished the Word. And we are growing, because you never, I don't care what anybody say, God is so big. You don't soak it all at one time. You steady growing.
No,
you steady eating up his Word. So that's a good word, Pastor Jasper. It's not just for ourselves. It's for our family and whoever God put in our path. So I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Mother Pat, for those comments, those words of encouragement and words of truth. Oh, yes. Yes, this is not just a word for right and for yourself. This word of God, it must be spread. It must be shared. And everyone goes through various seasons in their lives. And so, therefore, we need to know how to matriculate through the word of God. He empowers us to be able to go successfully and be overcomers. Yes, Lord, in every season. Is there another one tonight? Anyone else that would like to share in this word? Praise God. Hallelujah. Caller, your last four digits are 4294. 4294. Hey, Minister Manley, go right ahead.
Hey, God bless you, Pastor Lisa. Pastor Jasper, God bless you both.
God bless you.
I just want to say thank you so much for y'all being obedient to the word of God and being for this season to encourage the people of God and all those out there who are listening to your voice. You may not know, but you're encouraging to many people, and especially to myself, to be strong and to hold on to the word of God that will take us as far as we need to go with it. And I just want to thank you. And Pastor Jasper, you just keep on preaching the word of God. Keep on just setting the captives free, and we'll continue to listen to you and be encouraged by the word. Thank you so much.
Oh, amen. Yes, praise you. God. Thank you, Minister Manley, for sharing that. Praise God, and those words of encouragement. We give God all the praise for you as well. Is there another tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. We are right at time. We want to go ahead as well and extend salvation, because that's the purpose, for the reason why we are here, to share the word of God for the salvation of souls. And the word of God tells us in Romans 10:9-10, that if you but confess with your mouth and just believe in your heart upon the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved, and you will be able to have the Holy Spirit, yes, to come and indwell within you and to be able for you to live a Christian life successfully in the things of God. And all it takes is just a simple prayer of saying, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you came to this earth and that you lived, died, and was resurrected for my sins. And Lord, please forgive me of my sins. And I ask that you come into my life, take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And my sister or brother, if you prayed that small, simple prayer, we welcome you tonight into the body of Christ, into the kingdom of God. You are now saved, and your name has been written into the Lamb's book of life forever and never to be erased, praise God. So we thank God, and the angels of the word of God say, if there's but just one that turns from a life of sin, praise God, and receives Jesus Christ, then the angels of heaven, they rejoice on your behalf. And we are rejoicing right along with them. Praise God. So if you made that decision, connect with us. We would love to hear from you. Also, I want to give a shout out to my sister, Elder Maddie Green. Happy birthday tonight to her.
Birthday.
God, we give God praise for her as
Amen.
Well. And we thank you. We thank you for those of you, again, that have tuned in. Thank you, Mother Pat, Minister Manley, for your words
yes,
of encouragement to us as well as to our listening audience. We pray that you go forth this week and have an awesomely blessed week. Lord willing, tune in this time next week to hear another word from the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. Go forth. We love you. And to God be all the glory. Go forth and have an awesome week. Praise God. God bless. Good night.
Good night.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great, and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody. Lift your hands. As we lift our voices, Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word. Come on, everybody. My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice. The whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes.
By his stripes
I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome.
My God is
listen.
Awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, look back over your life.
Awesome.
And see where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
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 Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
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 Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's great.
He's great. Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Oh.